Well, thank you for saying that. Yeah, who would have thought we'd still be here after all these years? But here we are.
Now, were you or were you not working as a waitress in a cocktail bar?
No, I was never working. The song was never about anyone in the group. It was actually about a film that, strangely, is going to be remade with Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. It's a film called A Star Is Born, and it starred Judy Garland and James Mason. That's what the story's about.
Great lyrics, though, Susan, weren't they?
Thank you.
Really great. And you mentioned Lady Gaga there. She's one of your biggest fans, isn't she?
She was very nice to us. We did Thee a few years ago, and she had the dressing room next to Joanne and myself, and yeah, we met her. She was sunbathing outside. She wasn't at all very starry. Her outfits were a bit out there, but she was lovely. She was sat outside in her pants and bra sunbathing like the rest of us. So, yeah, she was very nice.
Can we talk a bit about you, Susan, then, and Sheffield at that time? My goodness, what was the buzz like when Human League was setting out and you were very much an integral part of it?
Well, I suppose because I was caught up in the middle of it, I didn't know really what was going on in Sheffield. We were working all the time and stuff. And, you know, it was an amazing time, though. You know, I won't say it wasn't an amazing time, but we were so caught up in it. Once you're in the bubble, you don't really know what's going on.
Just remind us of the story about how you joined the band.
Oh, well, the original Human League had split up, and the two members that were left, Philip and Adrian, were contracted to do a tour of Europe. They needed someone who could sing high vocals because that's what Martin Ware used to do. So they went to the local nightclub that played their music, saw Joanne and I together, asked us to go for an audition, and then it went from there. We weren't the only people they asked. They asked some other girls also, but because they asked Joanne and I and we were together and we were friends, they thought it might be a better fit because we could look after each other.
How did you explain that one to your parents then?
I let Philip explain it to them. I invited Philip round with his then girlfriend and Adrian, and they came and met my parents, and then they met Joanne's parents, and they said as long as school said it was okay because we were doing A-levels, it was fine.
What a moment for you, Susan, though. Could you really believe it was happening?
I don't know. It's a funny thing because it's so long ago and everyone thinks it's so extraordinary, but at the time, it strangely didn't seem very extraordinary. I can't explain that. Philip never, and he still hasn't, never asked us to join the group. I'm sure he regrets that now. But no, he only ever asked us to go on tour with them. And that was all it was going to be, just a tour of Europe. And we all just ended up getting on really well. And it just went from there, really.
Tell us about Phil Oakey.
Bloke, you know, he's a nice bloke, you know, he's like sort of like being a brother, you know, it's like we're all brothers and sisters now, we've all been together a long time, you know, he loves writing, he loves his music, he's, you know, he's quite arty and stuff, and yeah, you know, he's my work colleague.
And then the album came along, didn't it, Susan, that Dare, that, what was that, around about 81, you were still at school then, presumably?
Yeah, the first time we did Top of the Pops, the first time we had to do Top of the Pops, my mum had to go to both, Joanne and I were doing A-levels in different colleges at that time, and mum had to go to both schools and get us out of school because we had to go and get on a train to go to London.
Endless Top of the Pops, I suppose, for you as well.
Yeah, it was great. They were great times.
Coping with the rise to fame, that must have been a real challenge for you. What about all your friends that you were leaving at school? They must have been very envious. You were going off and doing all the glitzy stuff.
Joanne and I didn't really have any friends at school. There were only Joanne and me. We were quite different to everyone in the sixth form at school. There were a few lads that were friends. We were into the same sort of music. But no, we didn't really have that many school friends, so that wasn't a problem. But we obviously had loads of friends who we went out with and stuff, and everyone was just really pleased for us. Everyone thought it was great, and, you know, they were happy to see us doing well. And when we got to come back to Sheffield, they were all great with it. They were really proud of us.
What do you think the attraction of Human League was, Susan, around about that time? Why were they so special?
Well, I think that luck had a big element. I think that they were great songs. They were a little bit different, but they were pop songs using different instruments, i.e. synthesizers. And I think having a mixed group means that it attracts both genders, you know? And I think as well, Joanne and I being schoolgirls and sort of proving in the punk ethic, really, that anyone could do it.
What have you been doing most recently with the band?
Last year we did a really big tour around Europe and around the UK, which was incredibly successful, I can't tell you. And yeah, that was pretty amazing. And we're working this summer, like, you know, just doing festivals and things like that, not just in this country, but in Europe. And then we've got a few things planned for next year, but that's secret at this point.
All right. We're really looking forward to seeing you in Lincolnshire, Susan.
Well, you know, we have previously played the Engine Shed in Lincoln, and we really like it there. But unfortunately, we can't get our stage set in there anymore. So it's become, we can't go there. But we're all really looking forward to coming. We really like Lincoln.
Tell us about the show you're putting on for us.
Well, I think because it's a festival thing and there are other people on, it will be a greatest hit set. It'll be all the songs that everyone knows and is expecting, because it would be unfair to give people album tracks when they're just coming as bystanders to other things that are going on the day.
It's been a great career for you, Susan, hasn't it? And it just continues. Just looking back, what are the particular standout moments for you? What are the highlights for you as being part of the band that we know as Human League?
Well, I suppose two number ones in America is pretty good. Most people don't get that. And I think being here now, you know, I'm 54 years old now, and who would have thought that I would be talking to a journalist about doing a show on Saturday? I certainly didn't think that would happen. I think that it's been amazing. We've been incredibly lucky. And I actually think that now, sort of strangely, although we're not number one and we're not famous anymore or anything, but this is sort of the best time because we're all really enjoying it.
You'll always be famous with many people, Susan, I'm sure.
Well, the fame thing has never bothered us. It's why we've always lived in Sheffield. It's why we've never courted that. You know, we all live very quiet lives up here, and, you know, everyone in the supermarkets know us, and the shops and everything. Everyone knows what we do and no one takes any notice. And that's sort of how we like it. We've never courted the publicity. We're just grateful that we can still play the music.